From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that it was refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, we're taking America back. One heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, it is June the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2021. And this is hour two of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We are live from Red Pill Expo, redpillexpo.org. We are in South Dakota. Rapid City is the venue, Saturday and Sunday. So tomorrow and Sunday will be the event. If you can come live, we'd love to see you here. And if not, you can watch the proceedings with a subscription online. And speaking of some of the people behind the scenes that never get enough credit for what they do, we've got Paul Lansgaard with me. And Paul has been an activist for a long time and has helped with Red Pill Expos from the beginning. And we wanted to take a couple of people that just worked their guts out behind the scenes. And sadly, I get the quarterback credit oftentimes, but I don't deserve it. It's guys like Paul that make it all happen. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir. Go ahead and flip up your mic there, Paul.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Glad to be here. It's going to be a great Red Pill, and it looks like it's going to be our largest one. The largest one in the beginning was the one in Bozeman, Montana, where I'm from.
Yes, sir.
And it was we had almost 500 people there, and then we beat it at Jekyll Island last October. We had more than that there, and I guess we're going to really break all records here. So a lot of people are concerned on what's going on in this country, and more people are waking up to realize they're losing their freedom. And I've been involved in the freedom movement since I was in high school. My brother was one of the first members, I think, of the John Birch Society in like 1960 or 61. So I lived with him for a while. I got educated in freedom, and I've been involved almost ever since, and got involved a lot in Montana politics. Was president of the Montana State Pachyderm Club, which put me on a state executive board, and I wasn't very favored because I've always been a hardcore constitutionalist. I'm not was never an establishment Republican. So I was also a member of the elected representatives to go to the convention in 2016, along with Dan Happel and some other good friends of mine, and it was an experience on the when we nominated Mr. Trump there. And it was different because as bad as things were, even the Speaker of the House, when Paul Ryan got up to speak, the news media didn't catch that real well, but there was more boos than yays. And when Mitch McConnell got up there, the same thing happened.
Yeah, we covered that quite a bit on the radio. It just goes to show where the hearts and the minds of the people really are, huh, Paul?
Yeah. A lot of people are... Everybody's concerned, but most people aren't doing anything. They complain, and that's why we're here at the Red Pill. We can give some people some action items, something they can do to change things in this country.
Understood. Great stuff. So how did you get involved in Red Pill specifically then?
Say that again?
How did you get involved in Red Pill specifically?
Well, I was a good friend of Dan Happel's, and okay. He invited me down to Freedom Force International meeting before we planned the first Red Pill, and that's how we got involved.
Excellent. How many Red Pills has there been?
I think there's been five. I missed one. I missed the one in way back east, New Haven, Connecticut or something.
All right. They also had one in Nevada near Cliven Bundy's ranch territory, right?
Yeah. Cliven was there. Ammon spoke. Yes, met all the Bundys. A real good friend of mine has been involved with the Bundy stuff since it started. His name was John Lamb. I don't know if everybody
can... I know who John is, sure.
Oh, he's just a phenomenal guy. He's a super good friend of mine. Unfortunately, their house burnt down a week ago or so here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or else he'd probably be here. But people just need to get involved. And one of the main things that I think a lot of people don't realize is, you know, you give up on the parties, but you can actually take over central committees and change how things are happening. You just get elected, and in our Gallatin County in Montana here in Bozeman, if you're not a constitutionalist, you don't get anywhere. You don't even get support from our local Republican Party, even if you're the candidate. If you're not a constitutionalist, we don't support you, and we need to have that happening around the country. Need to get involved in whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, and take over central committees and take over state central committees.
Now, you've been in this for quite some time, then, and I've been doing this radio program. It's our 25th year anniversary of Liberty Roundtable Live, for example. So I've been in this close to 30 years. You've been in it just as long, at least. So the question for you, Paul, is this. I have noticed more people waking up in the last 5 years than the first 25 I've been at it. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, totally so. It's happening so fast that nobody would even, if you said 3 years ago something like this could even happen or people would put up with it, you know, everybody would tell you you're crazy. It ain't never going to happen. But it shows you the power of the media, the controlled media.
Where do you see it going from here? Do you think that we're going to wake up enough people fast enough to stop it, or do you think Joe Biden's just going to run us off the cliff?
No, I think we're going to wake up enough to get by it. There's just too many people waking up right now, and just even watching the major news media, you know, exposing all the different stuff that's going on, that's getting exposed, the voter fraud. People are waking up, and the next election's going to be something else. I do believe that we're going to take back control of the House and the Senate, and the problem is that, you know, over half of your Republicans have horrible constitutional voting records.
No doubt about it. And one of the most important things we need to do is expose that. I believe when the people get real information, they make wise decisions, Paul. And the real key for us, and it's been a problem in America for a long time where the mainstream press just controls the narrative. I do presentations. One of them is called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules. And the other one's called The New Media is Taking Center Stage, which really highlights the reality that, you know what, we just haven't been able to get the word out. Americans can't be expected to make the right decisions if they're not in possession of the facts. And so one of the things that we need to do is make sure that we take back the narrative, that we relay the facts to the American people. And as we do so, and as our media grows, then before you know it, we can expect the people to be accountable. But right now, with the manipulation of the manipulation of the media and the dishonesty in government, the deep swamp, whatever you want to call it, the deep state, the creature from Jekyll Island, whatever words used to describe it, we have got to get the truth to the people, and then we can expect the people to be accountable. But until then, I think we've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, yeah, we sure do. The main thing, people need to check out the John Birch Society. They've been involved since 1959. It's a total educational organization. They put out the New American Magazine. Alex Newman's one of the major writers on there, and Alex recommends that for everyone. They've always been the whole thing. We need to educate. If people aren't educated on the Constitution, how do they know their representatives are violating it? So that's one of the great things they have out. They have a great six-week class or six-week video on the Constitution, which everyone should take and hold your representatives responsible, because, you know, people are hollering about term limits. We got term limits. When they're not following the Constitution in the House, there, you vote them out in 2 years.
And if they get too belligerent or involved in criminal activity before that, file charges and arrest them.
Correct. Yep.
There's a lot we can do, but again, it takes that appropriate checks and balance. And that's why there's a lot of patriots that are ready to pick up their arms and push for a revolution. I reject that and say we need a restoration. You know what? We cannot fix it. We cannot say we've tried everything, because I don't even think we've come close to trying everything.
Right, yeah, you got it there. We need to restore the Constitution, restore the principles. We don't need to do any changing. We just need to bring it back to the grassroots.
Amen to that. Here's what I wrote for your headline on Liberty Roundtable Live today, Paul. It says, Paul Lansgaard, freedom fighter, political activist with red pill from the start. Is that good?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you very much.
Is that who you are?
Yep, I sure am.
Well, we just need, how do we clone you and get 1,000 of you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, there is 1,000. We hopefully have 1,000 out here this weekend here.
So. There's 1,000 of us all over the country, in every state in the union, I'm convinced. And I'm just convinced that a lot of people, I'll give you a quick example on an airplane yesterday. You know, I told this one lady that I was a nationally syndicated talk show host. You want to know what her first question was?
With who?
So I told her who I was, and she goes, oh, that's really cool. What do you think of Fauci, she says. And I was just shocked. The average, just Joe Blow, stewardess on an airplane, literally asked me what I thought of Fauci. I said, I think he's a criminal. I think he needs to be arrested. I think he's, funded gain-of-function research. He lied about funding that research. He then has profited on this, and he's lied to the American people, and he ought to be arrested and tried for his crimes. I'm not saying a vigilante arrest. I'm talking about he deserves a trial like everybody else. I'm not talking about violating the rule of law. I even support, people like Fauci's right to a fair trial and right to a speedy trial, a transparent, due process scenario. I'm not saying do anything wrong, but I'm saying this guy needs to be accountable for his crimes. And she flat out agreed with me. She goes, you know what? I'm amazed that you're saying that. I completely agree. And I was shocked that just the Joe Blow stewardess out there was that caught up. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, pretty amazing. What people need to do is, and I even still noticed around the country, people with their masks on, and I, I refused to comply this whole thing. I had to wear a Western Cowboy robbed the bank kerchief on the airplane going to Jekyll Island. But other than that, I've never had one of those things on and don't plan on it, nor will I ever get any injections.
Boy, the bank has been robbed for the last 100 years plus in America. We need to call a halt to the con game, that's for sure. Yeah. Paul, thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much. Glad to be on here.
Paul Landsgaard, freedom fighter from RedPillExpo.org, live on your radio.
Worldwide, nations have been stripped of their rights and freedoms to make their own choices in life. Choices are made for them by their government. Insane, isn't it? Attend Red Pill Expo 2021, June 5th and 6th at the Monument Convention Center in Rapid City, South Dakota. Can't make it to Rapid City? The expo will be live streamed and archived should you miss any of it. Red Pill Expo is the major public event of Red Pill University. The mission of the expo and the university is to bring together world-class experts to set the record straight on fake narratives, fake history, and fake news. At each and every Red Pill Expo, truth seekers unite to get a better understanding of how the world really works, a world where collectivism reigns. It's time for individualism and an open mind. Mark your calendars and make your plans now to attend Red Pill Expo 2021. Get more details and register today at redpillexpo.org.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman live from Red Pill Expo. Dr. Scott Bradley's with us. Dr. Bradley, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Sounds like you've got a ton going on, and it's going to be quite an exciting weekend.
Well, I want you in the mix for a lot of this as well. So we've got a guy by the name of Dave Blackman with us. He's a citizen attending redpillexpo.org. Hi, Dave.
Hello. Happy to be here.
So tell me what got you interested in Red Pill and where are you from?
I'm from Fort Collins, Colorado, and I have been following the work of G. Edward Griffin since his book Creature from Jekyll Island.
Yeah.
And his other work with his great journalistic cullings and et cetera, et cetera. So much appreciation to him, and I'm glad to come in and participate in the red pill we have going this weekend.
Is this your first red pill?
It is. Yeah, my first time to physically participate.
All right. My first one was literally in Jekyll Island, man.
Cool.
It was amazing to be there at Jekyll Island and see a lot of that stuff in person. It's just really, I don't know how to describe it, but it makes it real for you, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What do you expect to get out of the event? What are your thoughts?
I'm looking forward to hearing all the speakers. You know, there's so many that I have a great deal of respect for. And rubbing elbows with the type of souls that will be here that are looking to try to, I think, speaking for myself, trying to sift through everything that's going on and try to arrive at the truth and then make some conscious decisions about how to best move life forward for myself, my family, and society.
Did you bring anybody with you?
Just me today.
All right. So Dr. Scott Bradley is my co-host remote right now. Dr. Bradley, this is Dave Blackman. He's just a guy we've grabbed out of the crowd, a citizen who has, I guess, taken the red pill because he's pretty caught up if he's read G. Edward Griffin's book, Creature from Jekyll Island, and more. He's attending redpillexpo.org live this weekend, as much as we highly recommend everybody do so. For those of you who could not attend in person, online, redpillexpo.org, you can sign up and watch the streams of the event from the comfort of your own home. In the meantime, Dr. Bradley, do you have a question for a guy like Dave?
Well, I don't know if I have a question as much as some praise. It warms the cockles of my heart, if you want to say it in the old-fashioned way, that the man on the street, the common American, is actively engaged in this. And you think back of those old Norman Rockwell paintings that he did of the town hall meetings and the folks that. It was where the rubber meets the road. Those people have far more common sense, far more feeling for what America is than those trolls that we have leading the nation right now. And it's just wonderful to hear someone such as him, and I'm sure that your audience will be filled with these kinds of people, because I really truly believe that we the people are recognizing that it is truly our responsibility to keep this nation on the rails. And what's happening right now is a disastrous train wreck, keeping with the analogy. The rails have been torn up and thrown off, and it's going off the cliff. So, yes, I take my hat off to him and all those others that are participating and attending. And I think that, you know, it's interesting to me that it's at Mount Rushmore. Well, not right at, but South Dakota. And you know, to me, the movement, the people, are far more impressive than the monument. I really, truly believe that what really makes this nation great isn't things that are carved in stone as much as it is the flesh and bones that make this nation up. And having traveled the nation for 55 years continuously and met Americans all over the country, I think that the hope really is truly in we the people. And so, yes, I take my hat off, and it sounds like an exciting time for everybody that's going to be there.
Dave, you want to respond to Dr. Bradley?
Thank you. Appreciate that. And everyone who's putting on this expo, and much appreciated, and really looking forward to it.
Thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate your attendance at the Red Pill Expo, man. Thanks for spreading the word and doing all you can. I think it takes one, becomes two, becomes the few, becomes the many, and pretty soon we the people can really use the checks and balances our founding fathers put in place to take our country back. It's not a violent statement. It's a restoration statement, not a revolution statement, because I believe that the blueprint for liberty has been put in place by the founding fathers with a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, tears, their sacred honors, their fortunes, everything on the line. And because of them, we can carry forward their legacy. And what we need is just good, honest people to understand through education and then to insist through the checks and balances and the rule of law to restore the republic. Dave, that's our hope.
I agree. And all is not lost. This is the time of a great awakening. We can all do our part.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Dave doing a great job. Dave Blackman, one of the American people attending Red Pill Expo, like y'all ought to be doing, online or in person, your choice, based on your circumstances. Would love to hear from you. Dr. Bradley, if there's one guy, in my opinion, that has really been quintessential in the freedom movement, it would be a guy who wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin, who is also the founder of Red Pill Expo. I don't know how many, it's hard to say who's influenced for liberty more, but in modern times, G. Edward Griffin's got to be one of the guys at the top of the list.
You know, I had the opportunity some time ago to interview him. We took a whole hour in the interview, and he was so gracious. He was so intelligent, so articulate. He made complex issues just kind of unfold in a, you know, it was kind of like unfolding a piece of paper to see what's on the paper, you know, instead of having it in some Gordian knot kind of thing. And no, I have a great deal of praise for G. Edward Griffin, great deal of respect. And he, you know, if you know his story, how this kind of all came about, I mean, he wanted to be a, I don't know, somebody that was a celebrity at least or something, or a, you know, a radio announcer or something. Maybe that's why he's good in an interview, but he almost accidentally backed into this thing about where did this disastrous mess start from in regards to Federal Reserve and all this kind of stuff. And his research has been impeccable. His research is so well documented. The book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, is timeless. It truly is. I mean, it reads like a Tom Clancy whodunit novel. And in fact, I may have been the one that gave him that phraseology in an interview quite a number of years ago when I made that comment on the air with him. I says, man, I can't set your book down. I mean, it's a page turner. It's a whodunit that's real, and you've put life into it. I mean, and I just can't say it enough and enthusiastically. And so we had a very good exchange. And again, most interviews, as you know, that the major lame brain media does, are like a 2-minute little segue to something else, and you move on. But he gave me a full hour, and we had a wonderful exchange. And I think that that's the way he is in real life, a genuine human being, a genuine patriot, a genuine intellectual that has somehow gained the ability to articulate things in ways that, you know, we kind of common folk can pick up on. And so I'm so pleased with how this has expanded. And he's brought together, apparently for this weekend, probably about 20 subject matter experts that hopefully will be able to deliver powerful messages that'll help, you know, us all come to understand what's at stake and where we're going. So I think this will be a valuable experience. In fact, I don't know how many seats are available there, but you can do it online too, so you can register online. So. But I'm not sure what kind of bizarre hoops were necessary to go through in South Dakota, and probably none, because they're a lot more freedom-minded than they are in our home state. I was on the phone very, very late last night trying to wrangle through some disastrous bureaucratic, I don't know if your listeners, apparatchik, we'll talk about apparatchik when we get back, maybe. It sounds like we've got to take a quick break, but Americans need to know about apparatchik, and I believe most Americans don't know how much influence they have on their daily lives.
You got it, brother. We'll do it in seconds. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. We also got a guest coming up, a speaker from Red Pill that Dr. Bradley can talk to as well. We'll do it all in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable, live from redpillexpo.org.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
JBS employees started returning to work this week after the company's beef operation stopped following a ransomware attack by suspected Russian hackers. The infiltration shut down meat production in North America and Australia. The White House is telling American companies to step up their cybersecurity.
Is a reminder about the importance to private sector entities of hardening their cybersecurity and ensuring they take the necessary steps to prepare for this threat, which we've seen rising even over the last few weeks.
Jen Psaki from the White House lectern. Rioters in Minneapolis, Minnesota reportedly smashed windows and lit a dumpster on fire Thursday night near a parking garage where an officer fatally shot a suspect as the wanted man pulled a gun on officers. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Some protesters were arrested. The shooting involved U.S. Marshal Service and no Minneapolis officers were involved. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
More people in America are getting back to work. Wendy King reports.
For the first time since COVID-19 pounced on the U.S. economy last year, the number of American workers filing new unemployment claims has fallen below 400,000. The Labor Department said in its report that 385,000 new claims were filed last week. That's a decline of about 20,000 from the prior week. The last time the figure was that low was the week of March 14, 2020. Most analysts expected between 390,000 and 400,000 new claims. The department said there were 3.8 million continuing claims last week. More than 15 million Americans are still receiving jobless benefits in some form, which is a decline of about half from a year ago. The department is set to release its May jobs report on Friday, which is expected to show about 670,000 new payrolls. ADP and Moody's Analytics said in its private sector, almost 1 million jobs were added last month.
USA Radio News.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley co-hosting the broadcast today. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com, his lifelong mission and collegiate series to preserve the nation. freedomsrisingsun.com, incredible videos, over 1,000 videos online, weekly webinars, and more available with Q&A on the Constitution from the good doctor as well, available at freedomsrisingsun.com. Now, Doctor, you wanted to finish a topic, too. There's a word you were saying that we all need to understand, a term and a kind of a reality that we need to be aware of, right?
Well, the term is apparatchik, and basically it is the party functionaries that carry out the will of the party. And this was all throughout the Soviet and continues, I'm certain, under the guise of some other name, perhaps. But basically they're the dull, drab bureaucrats that carry out the will of the party upon and the tyranny upon the people. I think of a functionary that wasn't part of the Communist Party, but was certainly a close brother of it, and that's Adolf Eichmann. He was a dull, drab apparatchik, if you will, a bureaucrat that arranged the rail schedules to take the people to the concentration camps during World War II, wherein millions were executed, okay? And he was just a regular guy, without going into the whole long story, which I think is fascinating, and he's been well studied and so on, but he was one of those guys that carried out the functions of the party's will. And I believe that that is actually what is carried on. Americans, the apparatchik, the spirit of Adolf Eichmann is alive and well. And the reason I say this is because until late last night, I was very much involved in, we were trying to put together a 4th of July gathering, if you will. Not your standard beer bust with a rock music kind of thing, but we were going to have, you know, what John Adams had written to his wife about the celebrations, the commemorations that would occur about the liberty of our country. And he wrote this letter in July of 1776, and, you know, to commemorate the establishment of this Declaration of Independence. And it was going to be a spiritual kind of presentation, if you will, a solemn recognition of the hand of God upon us. And we had hoped to have perhaps, maybe, I mean, you know, we're because of all of the issues of trying to even find a venue now, maybe as many as 1,000 people, probably more likely to be closer to 500. But we were dealing with a community in our county that had has a facility that's perfect for something like this. And it was not like we had to have permits for setting off fireworks or we're going to start the farmers' fields on fire or anything like that. It was simply a gathering to give recognition of the hand of God in the establishment of this nation. And so we thought we were moving along on this thing, but here they throw a wrench in the work. First of all, it can't be political. Well, anything that talks about anything in freedom is political to them. And they wanted to find out any funding that we might have. Our funding was like free, but if somebody gave us something, we'd go towards offsetting our expenses. But, I mean, they wanted all sorts of bureaucratic stuff, and it was a little farm community. We thought we'd have some more you know, cooperation for them. But the big thing that absolutely sickened my stomach was that they wanted us to obtain a what they termed a mass gatherings permit from our health department, and we'd have to go through all the hoops that they were going to throw in our way, and not just hoops but roadblocks, barricades, and cliffs to fall off. And it was a $225 charge to do that. So here we have these apparatchik, whether it's the mayor of this little community and the city council there, or if it's the health department, all that are seeking to prevent a recognition of the liberty of our country. And it became such an onerous kind of thing that their answer was, to put it on radio talk, heck no. But they were just trying to make us feel so completely, oh, well, if you jump through this hoop, we'll consider this. This hoop, we'll consider this. This hoop, we'll consider this. But the fact of the matter is, there was going to be a hoop that we could never get through. And consequently, we just had to pull the plug on that particular venue. But
so the
but
point
that's
is, you know what
happening.
Apparatchik means, Dr. Bradley, and what it really means, well, so people understand, it's a term English speakers borrowed from the Russians that essentially means party machine. It means a cog in the communist system, right?
Exactly. Exactly. But that's the problem is we have apparatchik in America today. We have it in a little farming community in our county. We have it in a health department that has multi-county responsibility. It's unconstitutional. It's like, well, to kind of coin the term a little bit more gently, heck no. We're not going to ask for a permission to peaceably assemble. I mean, what the heck ever happened? What happened to the First Amendment, the right of the people to peaceably assemble? And what happened to
it's
the Utah
great question,
Constitution,
Dr. Bradley.
Article
those
1,
are great questions.
Section
I want to
1.
Bring Jerry Day into the conference or conference call here right now. Jerry Day with me live, a speaker from the Red Pill Expo, and he's going to be speaking about contracts and the law at Red Pill. FreedomTaker.com is his website. Jerry, you've heard what the good doctors had to say. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've all felt that. I'm from California, and you want to talk apparatchik. We got plenty of that going on out there. So, that's what I'm going to talk about today. It's everybody thinks that they are bound by the law, and I'm going to tell everybody they're not. They're bound by contracts. And you're not born subject to any law, you have to enter a jurisdiction through a contract. And if you're in a contract, you have the right of revocation. And so I'm going to go down that rabbit hole today, and I think I've got some interesting information for people on that.
But a lot of the answers to Dr. Scott Bradley's questions have to do with contracts. Mm-hmm. The reason that things are the way they are and things seem so abusive and so red tapish and so tyrannical in America is really because of these contracts that we've supposedly willingly agreed to, etc., right?
Well, willingly and not willingly, and even without our knowledge. And what happened first was you could sign a contract, and then some years later somebody decided, well, you could have an implicit contract, and so you don't really have to sign it, just have to look like you agree. And then later on they said, well, we can just presume you agree whether or not you agree or not, and if you act like you agree, then you're in contract. So we're entered into contracts without our knowledge, and that's obviously not ethical. That's not right. That's a stretch of what the definition of a contract. And you're just a slave to all these different contracts and implicit contracts, and because you did this, it seemed like you agreed to that, and therefore we can do this to you. No, we have that going on all day, every day. Every one of us have seen it, and there are ways and tricks to revoke those contracts, to rescind those contracts, to escape those contracts. All we got to do is tell them our position, where we are, and put it on the record, send it certified mail, serve it by delivery service or whatever, and get something on the record. And you find out not only can you get out of a lot of ridiculous contracts and a lot of obligations that you never intended to enter, but you can actually turn it around on them and start put them in contract and say, well, you're committing criminal acts by committing fraud and this and that, aren't you? And why don't you respond to this within 30 days if you have a rebuttal? And if they have a rebuttal, they're committing perjury probably. So you can put people in criminal malfeasance on the record in the law, so you can turn it around. It's not just a question of getting free. It's a question of taking down this machine that's keeping us from being free.
Dr. Bradley?
Well, you know, there's so much to try and nibble on around the edges while we've got just so few minutes, but it's seeming to me that at some level and at some time, hopefully in the relative near future, we'll have something on the same order of as a Nuremberg-type trial. Now, of course, Adolf Eichmann was not tried in Nuremberg. He was tried in Israel in 1961 and executed, but the fact of the matter is, there needs to be a comeuppance at some point, and this Anthony Fauci thing that you mentioned to your stewardess yesterday, Sam, I think it's time that he be tried for crimes against humanity. I mean, truly, literally, we need to get to the bottom of this. There's an effort now in Congress to get him to testify again with this treasure trove, they're calling it, of emails that have been exposed by the Freedom of Information Act. And so what we're doing is they're peeling the onion, if you will, and finding these falsehoods. And ultimately and finally, I think these apparatchik, all of these people that have imposed tyranny on us, will have to be brought to justice. Sounds like we've got to take another break.
Amen to that reality check. Quick pause, folks. Jerry Day, when we come back, stay there. I want you to come back, tell us what time your speech is, and give us another little highlight tidbit to tease the audience about it.
You bet.
We want people to come in person. If you can come to Rapid City, South Dakota, we are live at redpillexpo.org. And if you can't come in person, you can sign up and watch Jerry Day online. Details in seconds, live from Red Pill on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Appreciate you, sir. All right, Dr. Scott Bradley's with me, ladies and gentlemen, co-hosting Liberty Roundtable Live today. We've got Jerry Day with us. Jerry Day is a red pill speaker. He's speaking on contracts and on the law and helping people understand that, you know what, freedom is something that you must be in control of. Everybody wants to take it from you. The answer is you've got to make sure that you understand contracts, you understand the law. The misnomer is freedom is just lost. By golly, I lost my freedom. I don't know where. It's kind of like I lost my cell phone. No, that's not the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. You gave it away. If you don't understand it, if you don't defend it, literally at every turn is the point. FreedomTaker.com is Jerry's website. Jerry, when do you speak? And give us a couple of quick breakdown details, will you?
Right. You need to take that freedom back. There's no such thing as given freedom. It's taken. And it's either taken from you or taken back for yourself. And as I say on the website, you know, everybody has the right to take freedom, but not to take the freedom of others for themselves. And I'll be speaking at on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock in Rapid City here at the big show. And as I said, I'll be talking about contracts and how we don't realize how many contracts we're in, how everybody needs to look at this, because this is how your bank gets you around the neck. This is how the DMV gets you. This is how the IRS gets you. I've got all kinds of documents on freedomtaker.com, free download documents. We don't track or, you know, collect cookies and all that. We just offer documents there, and this is pretty much a public service. There's not even any particular revenue model to this at all. And then I have another website, which is called emfhelpcenter.com. And this is for people, many of us, the 20% of the population who are electromagnetic sensitive. And all of a sudden, we are in a wireless bath. We're in a soup of wireless radiation, because, as you know, wireless devices are being compounded and multiplied around us every day. And some people are getting sick from that, and they don't know why they're getting sick, and nobody will tell them, and their doctor doesn't know anything about it, and you know, their health goes down and down and down. And when they get out of the radio frequencies and out of those exposures, they feel better and they recover. And so we have a website called emfhelpcenter.com, and again, a lot of free download documents, how to deal with your utility company that's got a smart meter on the side of your house where they're emitting radiation and causing dirty electricity and fire hazard and surveillance and all these bad things that are not only they're not permitted to do, but are flat illegal. And so, again, you have to look at that as a contract and say, well, by accepting your electric service, you went into contract, and they presumed that you agreed with whatever they want to put on your house, and that's not what you did. You just said, you can sell me electricity. You didn't say you can put a radiation-emitting, dirty electricity-causing fire hazard surveillance device on my house. You didn't say that. And it turns out that's quite harmful to a lot of people, and certainly has burned down many tens of thousands of homes, because when you put electronics in a utility meter and turn it into a surveillance device, you have made it impossible to have surge protection on that device.
And the reality here, people need to understand, oftentimes they don't disclose a lot of those details. It's called a double contract when they have details outside of the contract. You're signing to something that you don't have the complete transparent contract on. That's really part of the problem. Or sometimes they put it in such deceptive language that you can't get your arms around it in an honest, open, transparent scenario. So the website he's talking about for this, ladies and gentlemen, EMFHelpCenter.com, is dedicated to understanding and reducing, managing EMF exposures.
Solutions.
Serious business.
Solutions to those problems, yeah. Okay. And we have many of them.
Jerry.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if you're covering the 5G phenomenon that seems to be metastasizing across the country and is probably closely related to what you're talking about and the type of antennas they're going to put out and so forth. Do you cover that in your material?
I did that in Mesquite, Nevada at the Red Pill Expo last year, or a couple of years ago, and then this year I'm going on to a different topic. So I will be talking about sort of the contract slavery that we're in and how we get out of that. But I touch on electromagnetics. But the 5G, you're right, that's a whole other major issue, and I did do a presentation on that a couple of years ago.
Is that presentation available maybe as a recorded event on your website or anything? Because a lot of people are gaining some more interest in that area.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, you've given me the idea to resurrect that. I did have a very effective presentation that I worked on for quite a while, and I actually presented it a number of different places and venues. And so it's, I think what I need to do, as you suggest, is put it online. Now, I think if you can access the past Red Pill Expos, you will find me making that presentation.
And I don't think the past Red Pill Expos are available. I think they're available 30 days after the event.
I just got word from
Sam. We ought to talk to Griffin about.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got word from Colleen here, who works with Ed Griffin, that she has made DVDs of all the past Red Pill Expos available at this expo, and so maybe they will be available by mail. If you contact the Red Pill Expo or Freedom Force International or Ed Griffin, any way you can get through there, you say, I want some copies of those past shows, all the presentations, or Jerry Day's presentation on 5G or whatever, and I bet you they can come up with that now, because Colleen says that is now available on DVD.
All right.
Excellent.
Carlene does a great job. I'll follow up with her, Dr. Bradley, and see if I can get you one of those. How's that?
Outstanding.
Yeah. In the meantime, though, it is important to put some of those speeches online, though. Some of these things transcend expos and transcend anything, to where we've just got to get the information to the people.
Right.
Dr. Bradley, your response.
Well, you know, my personality is such that I always want to know the rest of the story. And if you give me a string to pull on, I want to know what's on the other end of it. So you've got my full support. I love to do information downloads, if you will, and gather as much intelligence about different subject matter. It's all interwoven. It's inextricably woven together as a tapestry. You know, the tapestry of freedom is beautiful, the way it's put together. But the tapestry of tyranny that's being woven upon us is just becoming so all-inclusive. I mean, it's metastasizing in a way that, as Jerry points out, that there's things that we think we've entered into. I mean, well, no, we don't know we've entered into, but people say we have. And as an example, I mean, I speak to people that say, oh, this Constitution, I carry a pocket Constitution or multiple ones all the time, and it's less than three dozen pages, including the amendments, and yet you have people that hold up books of multiple thousands of pages. They say, no, this is your Constitution. And it's because of these things that Jerry's talking about that they've decided are put upon us, as though they are constitutional. It's through court decree and so on and so forth. And these things need to be exposed, and we need to understand, no, indeed, we do not have this web tangled around us constantly. So, yeah, Jerry, it sounds like you're going to have an interesting presentation. What is it, an hour long on Sunday morning?
Be about 40 minutes, and
40.
And yes, we do have a web tangled around us. We didn't put it there, but we do have the power and the ability to remove it if we understand how contracts work, how the law works, how they trapped us without our knowledge into these things in the first place, and simply revoke them. So, yes, I've got some information here for Sunday morning, 8 o'clock Sunday morning, that will, I think, help a lot of people really get a handle on how to put their lives back into their own control.
Now, that would be Central Time, wouldn't it, for those that might be doing it remotely?
Yeah, that's
guys are on Central
8 o'clock
time,
Rapid City, and it's 1 hour later, 1 hour ahead of California is all I know.
Yeah, Rapid City so it's is mountain time, Dr. Bradley.
Oh, mountain time.
Okay. So mountain time. If you've got listeners, Sam, that are on the East Coast, they need to know, oh, man, I missed that because, or I'm on early because, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
so
10 Eastern. One of the great things that you should know, too, is when you sign up, if you go to redpillexpo.org and you sign up to watch the presentations live, even if you miss them, no, we don't recommend missing them. It's way better live. But if you miss them, they're available for 30 days on that subscription.
Excellent. That's
so,
a good
so
deal.
So beware of that as well, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry, we appreciate you. Any final word for the audience?
Well,
sir?
Thank you. No, I just look forward to seeing everybody. There's some great speakers here, and it's going to go on all weekend, and it's going to be I'm looking forward to see what Richard Gage has got to say. You know, he's the one who turned 9/11 wide open. And,
yes, sir.
And just a whole host of speakers that have tremendous deep knowledge on these different topics. So I'm very excited to be part of it, and I certainly look forward to seeing anybody who can come. And we hope to see you there.
Amen. God bless you, sir. We appreciate all the good work you're doing. People need to understand your website, Jerry Day's website, for his topic, this red pill, freedomtaker.com. Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you, sir.
There he goes. Dr. Bradley, what do you want to say for the rest of the hour?
Well, the rest of the hour, are you kidding? There's only about 4 minutes left.
I know. Use it wisely, brother.
Well, you know, I think, and I you know, maybe it's a shifting of gears altogether, but as I look at the bevy, if you will, of presenters at Red Pill, there sounds like there's a whole plethora of information that's going to be exchanged. I wish I was there. Being remote and everything is a little frustrating, but it's possible to get on and attend and live stream it. And I think that's something that ought to happen. Do you know what it costs to live stream it? Do they have a registration fee, I'm sure, and everything like that? Is that something that's at your fingertips there, Sam?
I don't have it at my fingertips.
Okay.
But it is
well, anyway, it'll be on their Red Pill Expo organization. Just very quickly, I really truly meant what I said when we were talking in that last little segment, that I really believe there's a full investigation necessary. When you talk about what kind of, you know, Fauci lied, people died. If somebody's not saying that, they should be. If we haven't, if you haven't
heard
that yet,
I've been saying it,
buddy,
a lot of lives lost. This is serious business indeed.
Fauci lied, people died. This idea of gain of function that was being funded by U.S. taxpayer dollars, Fauci was neck deep in that, I believe. I believe it needs to be exposed completely. I believe crimes against humanity have been committed. I believe that people need to be held responsible. And like I say, at some point, maybe we can have a Nuremberg-type trial on some of these things that are happening in the destruction of, I mean, you know, you say, oh, well, it was just a sickness, you know. No, everything from economic destruction to human death has happened because of the things that have been basically foisted upon us. And I truly believe that that there needs to be a full investigation, and then just not end with a full investigation, but it needs to be brought to trial. And there needs to be, we believe that those that are responsible need to be held responsible in America. I mean, this idea of the king can do no wrong is not an Americanist principle. We believe not only in impeachment of those that are in office or removal from office, but we also believe that the criminal acts need to be taken onto the criminal trial and ultimately justice obtained. And so that's what I'm pushing for. I think that people need to wake up and start thinking about that.
Amen to that, Dr. Bradley. If you go to the website, redpillexpo.org, you've got register to attend via live stream. So they've got, if you want to come to the door, you've got different prices. You've got all kinds of different prices. General admission for the streams, though, $45.
Excellent. Good news.
All right. Thought I'd give you that. Thank you, Dr. Bradley. We appreciate you. I know it's kind of a crazy show. Monday, we will not be live because I'm on the plane. So let's skip Monday, but we'll be together again Friday, sir.
Excellent. Sounds great. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bradley. Appreciate you. Dr. Scott Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. FreedomsRisingSun.com is website. RedPillExpo.org. I'm Sam Bushman. God save the Republic of the United States of America.